from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I don't know what's happening on my screen right now. Everything's broken.
Okay.
All right, I got it. We're good, guys.
Like Chuma's toe.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, breaking news from Bobby moments ago.
Yeah, on the other side, Chuma Edoga, he's Bobby Belt, is reporting, while other people might try to take credit, that Chuma Edoga has a broken toe and will be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change?
No.
Any? Okay.
Changes absolutely nothing.
Okay, I just wasn't sure if from a backup perspective, you're like, I'm going to give a better look to this, and then maybe once Chuma's healed, we'll just move on, or you're like, hey, he might miss 2 weeks.
Awesome Richards is your potential backup at that spot now. Still, he was your kind of third swing offensive lineman, if you will. But that was kind of the plan anyway. Edoga, I mean, Guyton's your starter.
Sure.
Now, God forbid something happened to him, then we got problems.
Yeah, that's
but I mean, he's your starter. He's looked good. Even for a rookie, he's looked good. Even for a vet, he's starting to get to that point. So I'm very happy for that. Somebody just texted in Josh Ball time. I think that was a joke. I appreciate that joke. Kevin loves it.
It feels like he's been here for 8 years and literally never made any sort of impact whatsoever.
They have a lot of different tackle type options though to go there. Edoga was the one that was kind of leading the way, but Kevin, it was always a false sense of starter for him. It was he's going to be penciled in as your starter until Tyler Guyton takes it away. Kind of like Brock Hoffman and Cooper Beebe.
Okay.
Brock Hoffman's doing so well that Cooper Beebe, as good as he is, can't take the job from him right now because he was penciled in already and he's run with the job. So I think you're there right now. As far as backups go, they're going to look at some names just to make sure they have bodies available. But when do they start making cuts here? Next week?
Probably.
So they'll start keeping an eye out on what's going on around the league too.
Now, good question for Reggie right here. Who is a better quarterback, Dak Prescott or C.J. Stroud?
Who has the higher ceiling or at this moment? Let's just be spicy. I'll say C.J. Stroud.
Man,
C.J. Stroud got
you know that's the answer they want, and I just give the people what they want.
Did they win last? Who did they beat? Houston beat a team in the playoffs? Why am I forgetting this?
Was it Cleveland?
It was Cleveland.
Okay. Dang.
So
He still needs one more win to match Dak's playoff.
All right. Let's move to the defense instead.
Dak has one more playoff win than he has one more playoff win than Trevor Lawrence. He has two more playoff wins than Caleb Williams.
How many less playoff wins than Mahomes?
So many. It's like you don't have enough fingers, I don't think.
It's true.
All right, let's talk about the defense instead.
All right.
Can't believe I didn't know this was gonna happen.
I didn't know it was gonna happen either.
Which Cowboys defender who didn't start last year or isn't a starter now, do you think has the best chance to take a spot? Now, I realize this can be a complicated question because with rotational patterns, you might be like, well, that person's kind of a starter and blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, because it kind of depends on where you're putting Micah, right?
Sorry, that's my takeaway from, I was like, I get it. I watch the game.
It depends on what you're doing with Micah. Like, okay. When Micah drops into being the linebacker and drops into coverage, then it's Marshawn Nealon. He's going to be, now, that's the other thing, though, is when Micah drops into coverage, Marshawn Nealon will be pass rusher. And Marshawn Nealon so far is not showing to be a great pass rusher, but he's showing good in the run defense.
Right.
If you're listening to Broadus this morning, he's like, look, he's still got to work on a few things with his pass rush, learn to use his hands. But I think Nealon is the guy right now that you're saying you're just penciling him in and going, all right, he is going to take some of those roles as your, and I keep saying penciling, he's going to take those roles as your defensive end opposite DeMarcus Lawrence right now.
What about
maybe Chauncey Golston gets that opportunity? I'm not sure.
What about Mozzie and Damone Clark?
Who are the starters right now at defensive tackle?
That's Mozzie and
like Osa, right?
Yeah, and Osa.
Mozzie's really
and
like...
Justin Rogers looks good, so...
So Mozzie's going to have to play 50% of the snaps no matter what this year?
Some people will argue pretty hard for Justin Rogers over Mozzie. You've talked about it before. I know with the amount of investment made and this and that, he's going to get every opportunity. But with Jonathan Hankins taken off, clearly there's something to be had there.
Yeah, no, that was their goal was, all right, it's Mozzie's time to go do that. He can't take over every play. Like that dude's going to have to learn how to make it through a drive, you know, and he's going to have to learn how to make it through a couple. We were talking about that with Broadus yesterday. So, Damone Clark's starter. He's a starter, dude. He's there with Kendricks and Micah as your three linebackers whenever they go to that.
Yeah, and then where does Overshown factor in for you then? Because as we've talked about, the Cowboys have been using three linebackers a lot more in training camp.
When Micah's down on the defensive end spot instead of Nealon, then that's whenever you're going to see DeMarvion Overshown. And I don't think you lose speed there. I don't think you lose athleticism there. I think you have a guy that can go side to side from sideline to sideline very, very well. Actually, as a matter of fact, sometimes watching him during camp, I've seen him get to the spot faster than the running back, and he's passed it already. I love his speed and I love his physicality. DeMarvion Overshown will be in that grouping right there. This is something that, Kevin, I was concerned all offseason about the linebacker spot.
Yeah.
I was sitting there going, you have three, maybe. And then the Cowboys, now I'm looking at this, they invested heavily, understanding that was a big problem for them. And they do have some depth there that I like.
Because do you think then Overshown, I'm not saying who will be the starter, just in terms of the depth that you were just talking about. Overshown, Leafau, Kendricks, Clark, Micah, at
Damian
times.
Wilson. Yeah, there's plenty of names back there to run with right now.
Hey, I was looking at Washington's page. Can we get John Ridgeway back?
Man, I think Dan Quinn's probably like, I'm very happy to have me some John Ridgeway.
We talked about this at the time, and I was really irritated because there were multiple people who were like, it makes no difference. And I was like, you're letting go of this person so Dak can sit in the meetings. That's essentially why. Because they didn't want to put him on IR, but they knew he wasn't going to play. And so it was so he could be in the meetings. And people were like, he's just this pick, blah, 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 won't matter. He's turned out to be a quality NFL player at a spot that you're like, yes, I would like more quality NFL players.
If you had Ridgeway for 35% of the snaps, that would be good, right?
Yeah, or maybe you don't even draft Mozzie to begin with. I have no idea.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm interested in the cornerback spot because are you bought in that Jordan Lewis is your starter?
Yes.
At
a nickel.
Now, yeah. I know there was I know G-Bag, Bobby, they were all trying to figure out how to keep Deron Bland in the slot. So they were pulling for Carson to get, they're actually pulling for the rookie to take that job on the opposite side of Trayvon Diggs.
Okay.
But then whenever you kind of see it, the Cowboys really do like what Jordan Lewis provides. And so I think Carson's going to get his time at some point. The dude's a straight baller, man. He can play. But right now, I think you're pretty set at those three spots on your cornerbacks.
I like the idea that you force somebody like Jordan Lewis to be a backup. I'm not saying he's going to be a backup, but if you're telling me, like, we have somebody who we feel is so talented that Jordan Lewis is going to have to be the backup, that's what I like. The other one I was going to throw out there, and I realize with Wilson and Hooker, you feel like the safety spot is set. I think Wanya Thomas is going to take over at some point.
Did
now,
you, Kevin,
I'm willing to crash and burn on this opinion, but
how sad were you whenever he was running across the field and decided to make it pretty to try and get that interception?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, hey, I'm going to go get this one. And
yeah, who cares what it looks like? Just go get the ball.
All I was thinking whenever that play happened, all I was thinking to myself was Kevin's got to be furious right now because that could have been his moment.
Absolutely.
That would have been five.
And he's all over the place. And so I think at some point, now, I hope it's just because he's like, this kid is so freaking good. Well, this man is so freaking good that we have to get him on the field more. But I think Wanya Thomas, maybe not out of the gate, I think he's going to just force himself into the lineup.
And I think that that's in part because this feels like the best safety, one of the best safety groups in the league.
I can see that.
Obviously, you have your starters, but you mentioned Wanya. Don't forget, Marquise Bell is there, and he, like, it's kind of wild because he goes from being a dude who had to start a whole bunch out of position, but now he goes back to being a backup again. But all of those instincts and all those things that he has still exist in that player.
Look good in the preseason game, too.
And that makes me wonder if they don't utilize some more big nickel out of those situations, but not just because they want to be, you know, fast range, but because they want to get those particular guys on the field. Also because, you know, cornerback, when it comes to DB depth, isn't as deep.
You know that what's interesting about that, I'm with you about how good I think the safety group is, but people don't seem to think there is a standout Dallas Cowboys safety, right? They're like, oh yeah, no, he's good, but none of them are top echelon per the league. And I have to say, I don't mind it if you're like, well, this is a spot where you're just going to have lots of depth and maybe not like unbelievable standout players. Accepted.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have a standout cornerback. Yep. I mean, you might have two of them.
Two.
We'll see if Deron Bland can replicate that this season, too. So you might have two of those there. And you can't have a star at every position. You got to hope that some of those fifth round picks or those undrafted guys step up and make something big happen.
Agreed. Now, I know Mike McCarthy a couple weeks ago was like, hey, we haven't even started talking about our 53 yet, but I still think this is a fascinating exercise. David Moore from the Dallas Morning News has put together.
What? I'm listening.
Okay.
It's David Moore, so I feel like it's important because he's the first one that gets asked questions.
That is true. He took a first shot or another shot at the 53-man roster, and I wanted to bounce through just a couple positions where maybe you'll be like, that sounds right. At the running back position, Ezekiel Elliott, Rico Dowdle, Royce Freeman, and Hunter Lipke. Now, obviously, that would eliminate Malik Davis and Deuce Vaughn. I realize it was a long shot.
Deuce has the hamstring right now.
Snoop Connor to begin with.
Deuce has the hamstring, Kevin, and I told you the other day, my mind is kind of broken on this idea that these things can happen. That's bad for him right now, but it could keep him kind of around.
Yeah.
Whenever other people start to get cut and he's still around. Snoop is one of those guys that watching him every time, every practice, he makes a play that you're like,
yes,
wow.
He does. Fun.
How did he do that? But yeah, I feel like that's the trio that they're going to run with. It's not the most talented trio on the planet, but it's what the Cowboys have. And offensively, their offense is going to revolve around trying to feed the ball to CeeDee Lamb and Ferguson anyway, and then trying to see if they can get downfield to Cooks. But that's what this team is. I don't think they're going to be a, hey, we're stuck on running first all the time offense.
And you have seen some more looks with Lipke here and there. For the wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, and Jalen Brooks. I can't say anything shocking there, except for I know some people have been pushing for Cropper, and you have another injury in your wide receiver core, and then I'd just be bummed for T-Billy because he's made some stuff happen out there, and
he needs some opportunities.
He does.
On, like, in the, not just on special teams. He didn't get opportunities in the offense on Sunday. So Flournoy would be bumped down to practice squad. What about your guy, Racy
He's been
McMath?
Dinged up a little bit too, yeah.
Racy McMath, Kevin. Like, McMath is the dude. He's got the name. It's Racy.
Okay, but if we're talking about
McMath, the name you love.
We're talking about stocks that rose or fell in the preseason game. Unfortunately,
nope.
I feel like McMath did not do anything. His finest hour.
No catches
right
on three targets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them was just like a flat out drop.
Yes.
So you're saying you can't just live on name alone, is what you're saying.
Yes. If he was like a second round pick, then he
could. Sounds like he went to the school of Ronald McDonald. We're taking McMath. We're taking McScience. We're taking McHistory. We're taking McTheology.
Oh, man. McTheology in high school. I like it.
Kevin, do you think he'd be better if his name was Modest McMath?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. They're like, we're going to go conservative. He'll be on our short packages. So that does make a lot
Maybe
of sense.
Maybe advanced math, trigonometry.
From the 214, y'all know CeeDee Lamb don't play here no more, right? He's still here. No.
What does that even mean?
He's still under contract.
No.
The Cowboys can still control him for 3 more years. Look, if they move on from him, we'll definitely talk about that a lot. But I would be stunned if that happened. You said yesterday that's not going to happen.
Retiring.
That's Micah. We'll talk about that more later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.